CliffCentral.com.
This just in.
You're tuned into Kalman on CliffCentral.com. But as you can hear, I guess a pretty weird way to start off a Kalman show without hearing Kalman.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait. First of all, you're not going to speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said. Because we take it.
You never told me how we must treat them when they come here. I'm waiting for a signal, man.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kalman.
So this is the Urban Culture Drive, and we do not take over Kalman because this is our house and we do whatever we like over here.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just walked in, haven't been here in like a month.
Kalman who?
And now he just wants to take over.
Aria for what?
Aria's not here.
There's nothing kosher about this show. There's pork everywhere.
I think the only thing that's frustrating me right now is the fact that food prices are expensive. And on top of that, it has the...
You don't eat!
And on top of that, it has the audacity to expire. How dare?
How dare? It. How dare it, like, subject us to eating it before it expires?
Do you know what I mean?
Like, what do they think this is? They think this is land.
I'm telling
they
you.
They used to graze, but we're here now.
You know, I should have a gastric bypass, right? So I can eat, like, an Italian loaf for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is Craig or Sexy. Always the drama, always the fabulosity, guys.
Guys, I missed you so much.
We missed you, man.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, I've seriously been, like, not depressed, but, like...
You know?
I've just been floating through life.
I got you. So where were you? Let's tell the viewers where you were.
I was in feng shui places.
Ah, Wakanda.
Hey.
I was in feng shui places. Mm. So guys, a little bit of pop trivia, right? So every time I travel, I come back and I tell you guys what's important, right?
Awesome. Okay.
First things first, Nigerians are smart. Like, full stop.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not even like that they're corrupt or whatever, because there's corrupt people everywhere, but they're just generally smart.
Yeah.
They're really beautiful people. And the Nigerians in Nigeria.
Yeah.
And the Nigerians in South Africa. Not the same WhatsApp group.
Absolutely.
I can't believe that.
No, but I can actually believe that.
And I almost want to... Let me give you context, right?
Yeah.
So, the Nigerians that come here to South Africa, one... Because, like, our rules are so relaxed, okay? Mm-hmm. We get, like, apparently, like, the most... How can I put it? We get the guys that are, like, capitalists.
Oh,
so
got
we
you.
Get, like, the drug dealers, and we get the... Because, like, honestly, like, the Nigerians say, like, South Africa, like, you guys are such a joke. Like, you're such a joke. You think you have, like... Police, you don't have police.
No.
Those little men you have in your country are not police. Like, listen, this is what the guys told me. They were like South Africa is such a meek country.
Wow.
Guys are like this big kumbaya, let's hug everyone. And that's why the Nigerians come here and they take advantage of us.
Of course.
All it is.
That's why we've got pastors that can make a meal. You know what I mean?
Right?
100%.
A South African can never do that.
So in Tanzania, right, you're not allowed to become a pastor unless you study theology.
Oh wow.
That's a law.
Brilliant.
Didn't they pass that recently, though?
Recently, but that's what I'm saying. So in South Africa, right, but you must remember, so those countries, all the big boys, northeast, northwest of Africa, right?
Yeah.
They all pretty much do the same thing. So you look at Ghana, you look at Nigeria, you look at Congo, but Congo's kind of central, but whatever. They all have the same type of vibes, right? So so apparently where they wanted to have that same law was in Nigeria, right? And the guys were like, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Because it's a well-known thing that, like, pastors and whatever, like, rip off people and, like, they make millions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a well-known thing.
Yeah.
I just think us as Africans, we're a little meek as people, and so we do what we do. So for you, every time you see, like, when I marry a Nigerian, like, I totally agree.
Okay, so have your blessing.
Have your blessing.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Have your blessing.
Thank you.
But then, how have you guys been? Oh, guys, I miss you so much.
We missed you. Did we? Okay, wait. Craig, did we miss him?
Let's think about this quickly.
There's a vibe when Lesotho's not around, and there's a vibe when Lesotho is around. So it's like, you know what I mean?
So it's good either way.
It's good either way. Let's put it
down. Welcome back, Liz.
Welcome back. I did miss, you know, the sexy hunk, though. You know,
yeah. We needed some good looking people in the studio.
I'm glad you guys said, but according to me, I don't know about you, there's a lot of testosterone in the studio today.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little overwhelmed.
You should be thriving right now. Thriving.
It's a lot, mate. Like, it's a lot. So you don't want to do it, right? You want to get straight into this and jump straight into it. Because again, it's not Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman. It's just Urban Culture Drive being Urban Culture Drive. And I want to start it the right way with a bit of controversy like this.
Niggas is savage. Niggas is monsters. Niggas is pimps. Niggas is players. To niggas that daughters. Now they precautious. Father, forgive me. I'm scared of the karma. Cause now I see women as something to nurture. Not something to conquer. I hope she like Nicki. I make her a monster. Now having menages. I'm just being silly. I answer the door like Will Smith and Martin. Nigga, do we have a problem? Matter of fact, Marlon, this ain't me, the Farkas. I beat his ass, pray I beat the charges. No, daddy don't play, not when it comes to their daughters. Don't do no yoga, don't do Pilates. Just play piano and stick to karate. I pray your body stay more like mine and not like your mommy's. Just being salty for niggas is nuts. And I am a nigga, I know what they want. I pray that you don't get it all at once. Curves under your dress, I know it's pervs. All on the net, all in the comments. You wanna vomit, that's your baby, you love her to death. Now she cutting
Craig,
yes.
You know what's one of the things I really missed the most?
Do tell.
Is when you cut off a really dope track in the middle of the song.
I got you.
Just because you have a show to do.
That is nice.
That is probably... Nice.
Come on, Ned.
I haven't done that in so long. Love this place. What do you guys think of this track?
Love.
Very mellow. Very mellow. Getting high type of Sunday vibe.
You know what I mean? Get high type of Sunday vibe.
You know what I mean? You know, the only thing that I'm trying to understand is, you know, the only thing I understand by thesis, the thesis that I'm writing.
Yeah.
But apparently, there's a thesis in the studio. So, can we just,
we should have taken a bet that there's no way a show can go on without us knowing about Craig or Sexy's thesis.
Thank you. I'm just saying. There's a thesis somewhere. So, Kupa-ish.
Okay, fine. Let's cut to the chase and let's get this kick in.
Urban Culture Drive.
This is the Urban Culture Drive on cliffcentral.com. Probably the best podcast in the world right now. And we're glad that you guys are here to hang out with us. And as always, we always interview some really cool and dope people that do some interesting things outside of what we do, because our lives are boring. Uh-huh. And who cares about bankers when you can be creating whatever you want and it's any type of garment you want. So let's find out exactly how these people do what they do. Gentlemen, how are you?
Fine, thanks, Vanessa.
Are you 100%?
I like how you answered like, the same time.
Like, okay.
That kind of reminds me of class. You know, grade 4 class. What? Everybody, good morning.
Good morning, ma'am. Guys. Gian Wendy, how are you guys doing?
Now I feel bad after talking. Sorry. You're good on yourself.
I'm 100%. Wendy Le?
I'm nice. I'm good.
Are you nice? Yeah. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to kick up your guys' mics there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's pretty tough being cool when you're going to be, like, calm, relaxed, and chill. When you have, you know, people that are crazy all around you. Guys, let us know. And I want you guys to introduce yourselves. So, I mean, everywhere you go in Soweto, Hatfield, Benoni, and just the greater Joburg, right? There's what we know as thesis.
Yeah.
Okay? And me as the nerdy person that I am, and not being in touch with the culture at all, right? How would you describe what thesis is?
Okay. No, just waiting for G to start alcohol.
Did you guys smoke a joint before?
No, we don't smoke. Like,
we don't smoke. We don't smoke.
I was just asking, yum, hella mellow. I mean, like, I'm like, guys,
I'm waiting.
Where we at?
Yeah?
And pub.
Better legs.
Chill.
So, cut it short. Thesis is a streetwear brand. Started in 2005 and in 2007. We opened our first store in Soweto. Basically, why we call ourselves Thesis, we are trying to illustrate a new point of view about street culture in SA.
Yeah.
So since then we've been doing that, and we use different things. You know, we have a run crew, we cycle. We also used to host jam sessions.
It's a lifestyle brand.
Yeah, basically,
in the true sense of the world. And I'm asking these questions for a reason, right? What type of lifestyle?
It's an active lifestyle.
Yeah.
But we play hard and we party hard.
We party hard.
Yeah. Also, it's more about inspiring people to go out there and write their own thesis, to define themselves and do whatever they want to do.
Everybody must do a PhD now. Thesis Wakanda. Yeah. You know what I mean? But guys, I just want to quickly ask something. Cool. Why aren't you representing the band? Because, Brent, I was expecting
he
you to be all
one dealer
geared
is.
Up.
There.
Comrades. Comrades Marathon. That's what I'm seeing.
There. No. You're on the other side.
This is a badge of honor for comrades. You don't buy it. You run and finish comrades.
Oh, so you're a comrade.
Earn that thing.
Like, after that, I make a jacket just to
fam, when will your
fabulous.
Fave?
Your fave could
I
never.
Love that. Stunning.
Yeah. So I like the concept of it, right? But I'll tell you why I'm busy probing into what this thing means, okay? So in Joburg, you have what's called street culture, cool. right? And street culture is the guys that have, you know, the all-stars, it could be snapback, it could be the DMD shirts, the flower shirts, you know, whatever.
That's one angle of it.
That's one angle of it, but it's a very dominant angle of it, right?
It depends where you come from, but yeah.
100%. And then you'll have the Lesejos, who will not necessarily, I mean, you'll never see me dead in a DMD shirt, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You'll never see me dead bumping, you know, or wearing Cavellas. You'll never see me dead.
Yeah, that won't happen.
And then I'm a Kip shirt.
And you'll never see me dead doing that. And, you know, I'm the type of guy that goes to varsity, studies engineering, thinks that he's the hottest thing since sliced bread.
Oh, yeah,
right?
100%.
Yeah, true.
Goes to certain restaurants.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Only hangs out with certain people.
Only
good looking people.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Can only be friends with other bankers. Right?
Yeah.
Level to this thing.
Yeah.
Let me tell you why I say this. Because in South Africa, specifically in South Africa, there's a class divide. You know what I mean? There's this thing, especially amongst black people, right? And it's such a psychology thing where some black people will never be. Have you ever heard, like, some black people go to a place and be like, oh, this place is so ghetto?
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, this place is so black.
Is that you?
Yeah, that's.
I know people like that.
Is that you?
Not me.
Nah. Just answer the question.
So I like, you know what, I like to think, you know, the best way to find out who you are as a person is if the people next to you, closer to you, right?
Yeah.
Answer that question. And it could be me, I don't know, but I'm brave enough to ask the question and probe it.
Yeah.
So if some people will go to like a bash and be like, oh, this is so ghetto, I bet you're black. Oh, this is so, I bet you're black. And then my thing is, there's it's a definite class divide.
True.
So my thing is, as thesis, where do you guys sit? Because you do say it's aspirational and stuff like that, right? But to be honest, there's guys, and I mean, even the way I'm describing it as an up and bottom, I actually shouldn't be doing that. I should just be saying left and right.
So we sit in the middle because it's so funny that we'll move from one hella cheesy place and next thing we're back, you know? Or we're amongst the township people. So we actually sit in the middle.
Yeah.
And in us sitting in the middle, we're just trying to get the people from, if you want to call it the bottom. I don't like saying that.
I also don't, but
yeah. But you get what I'm saying. Try and get them inspirational. But also you find that the people at the top don't know what's happening at the bottom, so they still want to know.
Yeah.
And we're in that divide
where you bring these two people together.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I mean, from what I understand, Wendy, you've always been in retail, right?
Yeah.
Well, a lot longer than G has, right?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I mean, you know the ins and outs. I want to find out, how did you guys collaborate and where did you guys come up with the idea of doing such a thing? Because for one, I mean, it would make sense for me, for you, because you've been in the industry, so it's almost like a progression, right? But I want to know, definitely there's a distinct relationship that's happening here. I want to know, how did that form, one? And two, why did you guys decide to go into retail, which is a flippant difficult industry in South Africa?
Let's rewind. 2000, completed matric, didn't have money to go to school. My uncle got me a gig at Adcon.
Yeah,
I started working. I was
nepotism,
like,
okay, cool. Yeah, yeah, we got you. Yeah.
And then it was like, okay, cool. I don't have money to continue, but do I want to sell clothes for the rest of my life? And during that time, I was thrifting in Jersey, just buying secondhand clothes. Former business partner, Mangalizo, was studying at Vets, Technicon, studying fashion. And it's like, okay, dude, we're doing this. You love fashion. I've been in retail. And I just don't want to work for the rest of my life. So let's start a brand. Okay, we registered a company. But
yeah.
During that time, remember, there was just my chance, Luxury Culture.
Yeah.
So yeah.
the same inspiration. They were like, oh, we can also do it. And
yeah,
remember, I mean, pretty much after 1994, the youth was still finding its identity. YFM,
yeah,
it's just that
there's a lot of things happening at the same time. Yeah,
I mean, the horror cafe days, you know, poetry and all of that. So there's just a lot of subcultures that were popping up, poetry and all of that. And we are like, okay, in the hood, we need to create our own brand that represents the youth in the hood. And that's inspired by our surrounding. And yeah, that's how we started. And throughout the store became a meeting point for DJs and all of these people, graphic designers. And then that's how I met Gigi, who was the DJ. He used to share music, which was like alternative music lounge and all of that.
Yeah.
Of each that also, and G came on board. He was just a DJ. We started DC Social Jam Sessions.
Yeah.
Which is just a gathering of like-minded people.
What was the brand called before? Was it still called Thesis?
Yes.
It was still called Thesis. Yes. And you just added on to it.
Yeah.
And then now, is it three of you or just the two of you in the company?
Three of us.
So the three of you are? Okay, okay, cool.
Yeah, and then from the jam sessions, the business keeps growing, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why it comes to a lifestyle.
Ah, that's beautiful.
So,
do you still do the DJing, or are you just more?
Do
full-time?
I still DJ?
Yeah.
Yes, I still do DJ.
But you're definitely full time.
Yeah.
In the back end of the operations.
Yeah.
So who's the operational guy? Who's the creative?
Other way around. The way you see it is the other way around.
You're the creative. He's the operational.
Yeah. No, guys.
Do I look creative? I'm not creative.
No? I think you've got an edge.
Yeah, absolutely.
So people would assume.
G looks like the guy is going to be like one day he'll be like, yo, let's do these beanies or whatever. And then G will be like, no. Like the cost line doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Nah.
Like, what are you doing?
No.
Like, nah. Huh? No? Nah, not even?
Not even. It's the other way around.
Is it?
Guy.
Yeah.
So when you guys do this, like, brand stuff, I mean, I think it's quite brave. You know, when you leave a comfortable job and you start your own thing.
Oh, never had a job.
You know, oh, okay, you never had a, I mean, yay.
Hey, now.
Hold on.
You know what I mean? Exactly, you know, but it kind of reminds me of those days of, like you mentioned, Loxian culture, and there was also a brand called Soweto, which is spelled Soweartoo, T-O, I think, yeah, T-O, something like that. And I don't know what happens, they sort of like disappear, you know what I mean? Like, I've never seen a Loxian culture thing anymore, you know what I mean? I don't see Soweto anymore. Perhaps there are different other brands that are out there, but what makes you guys be sustainable in terms of, you know, how would you make sure that your brand doesn't disappear?
Can I just add on to that?
Yeah,
what he's saying, and it's so true, I also don't know of a single purely South African brand, clothing brand, that is like sustained itself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there was, like he's right. You're right. There were like the Loxian cultures. Don't see it anymore. There is Magents, but they're not as big as what they used to be.
So,
you know, you don't see that trajectory.
Okay. So, can I just dispel a quick myth about Loxian culture?
Okay.
The brand is making a lot of money.
Is it?
Yeah. It's, you just don't see it. It's no more cool.
Yeah.
So maybe in a scale of relevancy, they're no more that relevant.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that the brand is dead.
Okay.
So like you're seeing Magents pop up again, it's more like they're trying to be relevant again.
Yeah, and reinvent themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they've been there. They never closed shop.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is so crazy.
Yeah.
Who have they been selling clothes to?
Maybe they weren't selling clothes. Maybe they were selling. They sold their IP and they're doing some other stuff. They're getting money from that. So there's always mechanisms to sustaining the business and not being that relevant. So, but the trick that we've come to believe in is that you must stay, in order for us to stay relevant, you have to stay in the game.
Yeah.
So if you think of, who's that guy that used to be the, because I'm using a soccer analogy because of the World Cup. So the guy that used to be the goalkeeper of Italy, Buffon, was there for long.
Yeah.
So he was relevant for all those years because he played soccer for all those years. So the only way you can stay relevant is to stay in the game, you know. If you're in the game, then you can constantly work harder, twist, get new tricks. But the minute you step away and you want to look at it from a different angle, then that's when you lose your relevancy.
I see what you're saying.
I think the edge of that, of what you guys are doing, is the whole concept of having sessions and then this biking situation. Yeah, that adds a little bit of an...
Always moving on to the next one. The next one now, we're getting people into bike polo. So, yeah. We don't have horses. We could buy some.
Hello.
So use what you have.
That's your thesis, fam. That's
your thesis. You use what you have and you try to get people into bike polo.
Academically correct.
Also, another thing is that you don't quit, because that's the thing. It's like when you see Soweto, we are all those brands that start at the same time, which is like a wave, but everyone else is filling off and we're still playing. So don't close doors. Don't give up. I think that's also another thing, is like, comes from with my stubbornness, and it's like I'm resilient. I don't quit.
Yeah.
But when, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I'm quite pessimistic, because that's a lot easier said than done.
That's true.
Because in South Africa, especially, we are, I mean, retail is tough. And I mean, I know so many guys that try to start clothing brands.
Beyond clothing, any business, it's tough. It's not easy.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
Can I ask a very random question, right? Do any three of you have ever done an actual thesis?
No.
Not me.
Our other business. No,
maybe our business partner. Yeah.
Because you're
from the streets.
It's going to be one of those Dr. Kumalo.
Dr. Kumalo.
No.
From the streets to the boardrooms.
That's a funny question, actually.
Because we're more of like, we're trying to do the street thing.
Yeah.
But as you said, it's like, for you to be sustainable, you also have to understand the back end, which is the business. And everyone will be cool, you'll be on Instagram, but it gets to the nitty gritty whereby, are you doing business or fashion?
Yeah.
And that's what I realized with a lot of brands that I see out there.
Yeah.
It's like, I see you posting nice pictures, but to be honest, I ask myself, if you were to get an order now, can you really meet the supply?
Yeah.
Of which now you need to go back and look at the business of fashion.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what we've tried to learn, more than like the nice, cool stuff. We've always tried to also balance that side of things. And probably now we are in another phase of that thing, you know. Whereas we've got two stores, probably you see this is in the next 2 years having three or four stores.
Yeah.
And that's also been the biggest advantage with the brand, is that our disadvantage opening the store in the hood, it's worked out to be an advantage now. Because you would say, why would you open a store in the hood? And then it was like, but we were there just building this shop, and it became like a destination spot for people who want, you know, the guys who are up there, who want to come in the hood and hang out and, you know, in a safe environment that's like kind of nice for them. So the store has also played
that
part.
A place where they feel comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's how the brand has also been able to stay in the game, you know, having a store, because not a lot of independent streetwear brands have their stores.
You know, there was a research done that people that are creative, or people that have some kind of talent, if they go study, let's say for example, I go study fashion, and then I start my own brand, to learn the business part of it becomes a bit more challenging, versus if I go study a business degree but have an interest in fashion.
Yeah.
So it's easier, because I already have the business logistics, I've got the business mindset.
Yeah.
So to apply that, I know exactly how much a garment is going to cost, I know exactly what the logistics are going to be. If I were to open up or close this part of the brand, I know exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So would you say that you guys have... was that a difficult transition to learn, you know, the accounting, the returns, the costing of the, of, you know, your merchandise?
Still learning that every day.
That's why you should hire me.
No, still learning that every day, because I think it's another thing, is that in streetwear, you just following your own rules. You building based on what you think is comfortable. And like, especially with us, we try and drive trends rather than following them. You know, we create trends, you know.
Can I ask a question with that, though? Do you guys then collaborate with other...
A lot.
...younger creators?
Yeah. We haven't had the opportunity for them to... or them come to us and say, what do you think of this and all the stuff?
Yeah.
But from a...
brand.
From a brand perspective, one of our pillars, what we have, is that we have something called social impact rather than social investment.
Yeah.
So, wherever we get plugged in, if we have to have a talk or whatever, we preach the same story, and no one has ever approached us and said, guys,
can I work with you?
Full on, no one has. But we always hear. So sometimes, you know how they always say there's no jobs?
Yeah.
But there's always jobs.
right?
Got you.
I never quite understand. Yes.
So people must take initiative and, you know.
Yeah, but you know, you said something about social impact.
Yeah.
Is there like a, because I work with numbers, so if you give,
no. So if we say social investment, yeah, it means we need to get a return. Yeah. But the impact of a run club is that people lose weight, that people are active. How do you measure that?
How do you measure that?
We can't.
For me, if I can't see graphs, I'm just thinking, sure. You know what I mean? But I
look there. Chase Carl up and see how much the guy loses weight.
No, we can't do that. No. But you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just really, because what you said there was really powerful. Okay, so you guys, you create everything, so you're all in-house, right? Everything that you create is your own.
Yeah.
Simply because no one came to approach you to be like, yo, can I work with you guys?
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
I mean, there's a guy that does a brand called Unbothered, Mahal.
Yeah.
So, that guy approached us straight up. He learned how to design from YouTube.
Yeah.
Wow.
Full on.
Incredible.
Then he came. He had some designs ready. It's like, guys, I like these designs, but I want to work with you guys. I want to work for you guys. And we worked together. And he was with us for like 3 years.
Yeah.
And he left to go start his own brand.
Wow.
And that's the type of initiative that I'm talking about. If you take that initiative, you open up, you know, a space for yourself.
Can I be honest? You guys are probably my favorite guests. Yeah, right. Except for, and I'll tell you, because there have been a lot of things that have been unpacked here. So here's my favorite guest right after Tapsi. Okay. Because when Tapsi was here, we asked Tapsi the question. We said, listen, Tapsi, there's all these hip hop guys collaborating, whatever, making music, right? Why aren't the females doing it? And Tapsi came to us and said, you know what? The truth is, the guys in music and hip hop work harder than the girls.
Yeah.
She said it's like flat out.
Okay.
She's not, everyone's talented, but the truth is, when Questa goes into the booth and he does an album, I mean, he stays there.
Yeah.
And he does an album. Whereas with girls, I mean, there's always like this inner bickering and all this nonsense that goes on. So she was very pleased about it. Same thing with what you guys are saying with young people and employment and giving people opportunities.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, I agree with you. You shouldn't have to go out and find talent. Talent should essentially know its environment and know exactly where to go plug itself.
Mm. Yes. Mm.
But if they don't have the balls to do that, I mean, half the work is just showing up.
Yeah.
Could you, and to be honest with these guys, now I'm going to be on their side. I think half of them are just too scared to like approach G. G will just look at you.
Yeah, because G's very like, because when he came in, I was like, hi, how are you? And he's just like, oh my god, who is this?
We come from a board meeting, that's why. So we have to switch to like
board.
Every 2 minutes we're getting better, like we're getting away.
Oh yeah, gotcha. But would you say that what Les is saying, with regards to what Tapsi said, that, you know, for example, in the music industry, the guys work a lot more harder, would you say it applies to fashion as well?
I think it applies to everything in life.
You think so? So, in other words, guys work a lot better.
Oh, do you mean in terms of the gender roles?
I'm talking about the gender.
No, obviously not.
That's not generalized.
That's not generalized, no?
Wait, let's put this in. But I'm sorry. In your industry. Okay?
In your industry.
In your industry. Because all the labels that we're talking about now.
Our industry, but now we have to go big. Let's go. If we're saying fashion, are we saying that females work less or whatnot?
No, let's say streetwear. Let's say streetwear. So, we've talked about streetwear. We're talking about... But guys, I'm talking about purely South African streetwear.
Okay.
You can see this thing, and you know the reputation, and you know that thing is South African. So Thesis, if I see it anywhere, I know. No, that's a South African brand.
Yeah,
I know that. If I see Galaxy Boy, I know. No, that's a South African brand.
Yeah.
If I see Magenta, I know. No, that's a purely South African brand.
Yeah.
If I see Mancosa, I know that's a purely South African brand. I can't think of any females.
Yeah, no, you're right. They're mostly male owned.
Except for the one Kosi. Kosi something.
Kosi.
Kosi Nkosi. Is it Kosi Nkosi?
I have no idea.
Not a true word. She's at YDE. It is Kosi Nkosi. That's the only person that I can think of.
Okay.
But you understand what I'm saying though?
Yeah, I
think it is male dominated in this fashion because it's kind of awkward.
When guys do something, they do the most, eh?
But I want to know from you guys.
From you guys. You just want to hear your perspective.
I mean, you're the experts.
No, if you like, if I think about it, yeah. Yeah, it's not a lot of ladies, okay, to be honest.
There aren't a lot of ladies, guys.
Yeah, to be honest, like, I just can't think of, even like, because you know you get kids that want mentorship.
Yeah.
I've never had a chick approaching me.
Yeah.
You know?
You think also it's because women don't have the balls?
I don't don't know. I think, you know, there's
a little
girl,
milder, no, meeker.
No. There's a girl, Kinkin Saningosi. She's damn well Stone Cherry, you know, and she had a very cool vibe for a while.
Yeah.
You know, and but she's one in a, you know, in the middle. So yeah. There's not a lot of them that can actually sustain it for long term, for, you know, long term wise. So
there was Sun Goddess during
Kinkin. Ah, but yeah, also.
Yeah, but no, but listen, no, but you're right. Sun Goddess was a big thing. It really was. There was that.
Probably still is a big thing, like what we just said. People just adopt another business.
100%. They just go.
And that's where it's because I still see Vanya when I go buy material.
Yeah.
And Mangali. So in downtown, she was going to buy material.
So clearly, they're still doing stuff.
Yeah, they wouldn't be there and buying material if they were not doing stuff.
I got you. Would you guys do the same thing? I just read up now that Lokshin Culture is actually supplying all over Africa, even Switzerland.
There we go.
Quite shocking. Would you? Are you guys thinking of going big in Africa? Then obviously taking over the world?
I have to think of growth, man.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way.
There's no way.
It's like you have to think big. And when you talk of growth right now, to be honest, Africa is where it is.
Mm-hmm.
You
Absolutely.
Know, and that's where the growth is, East Africa and all of that. When you look at that, and that's where you want to be, you know, to unlock new markets and build a brand there. But like we always say, charity begins at home. So we still have to open up more stores in South Africa.
Crazy.
We still have to play with Edcon and Mr. Price, guys.
Crazy.
Yeah. That's like the level that we want to go to. And with that, really comes with growing into other regions. But yeah, charity begins at home.
Yeah, but the irony of that is, let's say you supply for Kenya or Nairobi or whatever, your products will most likely sell more because they're seen as a South African brand, versus if you supply locally. You know what I mean? South Africa, this thing, I'm not supporting.
Pity, we're not even thinking supply, we're just thinking ownership. And owning more and more and more.
Brilliant.
You know,
and collaborating with the locals in those places.
I got you.
That's our angle.
So listen, you said you guys were in a board meeting, right?
Yeah.
You're about to switch it up.
If this doesn't kick you out of that, I don't know what else will. So listen, and I mean, I know the producers are back, but I mean, this has been such a fascinating conversation, and we've definitely gone over time. But I want to do something, you know, before you guys go home and start thinking about the numbers. Let's see if we can, like, defragment your brain, like, permanently.
Sister Petina!
Oscar Gay.
Sister Petina! It has been time!
Oscar Gay.
Oh, shit! You would.
Oscar Gay with Craig O'Sexy.
I actually don't even know if I'm on or not. You know, when you don't have your headset.
Yeah, you can't really tell.
You're just like, okay, is it the right time?
You're on, honey.
Guys, it's amazing to have fashion designers in the house, especially local ones. You know, who are like named after what I'm trying to achieve.
Right, it's all happening.
Thesis. You know what?
What's the thesis on, bro?
Bro,
I want to live here with so much information.
A contemporary art valuation in the South African market. You know, trying to find out. Why is art priced the way it is? You know, basically pricing the art list. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Got you.
He's
my guy.
He's an art collector. He's playing in that
he's
space
playing
right
that
now.
Space.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just going to kidnap him.
Perfect.
And I always ask him, like,
for non sexual purposes.
I was about to ask Craig. I don't know what you're doing with this.
You know what I mean? Okay, guys, we're going to play a game. Okay. It's called Now You Know. So what happens with this game is I'm going to mention it can be a word, it can be a phrase, it can be a person, it can be anything. I want you to say the first thing that pops into your head, and number two, how you feel about it. All right? Okay. So let's just for you guys to understand, let me start with Liz. Liz, okay, I'm going to start with
Talk
you.
To me.
Okay. Pinky girl from Bonang. Okay.
What girl?
Okay,
pinky
never
girl.
Mind. No, start with Candace.
Pinky girl.
What's the first thing that comes to mind, and how do I feel about it? So, pinky girl, first thing that comes to mind is Bonang's accessory. I love you, B. I love you, pinky girl. I'm joking. And then
you're really not, but okay.
I'm really not. And how do I feel about it? Really don't care.
Oh, okay, fine. I'm gonna.
Okay, I wanna play now.
Okay, cool.
This is interesting. Go for it.
Sexual pegging.
Sexual pegging?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
When a chick fucks the guy with the fake dildo.
Come on.
First thing I think about, he and I can't be friends. How do I feel about it? I am squeamish.
It's hurting.
It's hurting. Like, it's hurting me. It's hurting my soul. Like, I'm hurt.
Oh, wow.
This is harder than bench pressing, fam.
Okay. Wendile.
Sure.
Craig or sexy?
That's me.
What, what's the first thing that comes to mind? Don't
be honest.
Don't be politically correct.
But Craig.
Yeah, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
No, that he's happy.
Yeah.
That he's gay.
Don't play your game. There we go. That's all I want.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Happy, gay, happy.
Got you. Hello, boy.
How is he not the creative one? You know what I mean? How is he not the creative one?
Hello, boy.
Yes.
Urban Culture Drive.
What do I think of it?
First thing that pops into your head and what?
Dope initiative.
Okay.
Okay.
How do I feel about it? Better grow.
Oh. Hey, we'll take that. Thank
just
you.
Drop the bed music for you, family. Let me get this back.
Candace Colson. Oh, I love saying that.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. What do you think of Candace Colson?
Yo. A whole snack. A whole snack. How do I feel about it?
Yeah.
Excited.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, let's go. Guys, one last round.
Go for it.
Rusinova after his arrest and then being released on bail.
Betrayed.
You know, guys, and this is why I respect you guys on a very serious note.
Wow, you got so serious.
Yeah. Because you have people who get desperate and aren't... don't have the backbone enough to do things the hard way.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but there's no smoke without fire, right? I don't know what's going on in that situation, but my issue is that you have, when you have the guys who are relevant, right, you guys are relevant. But the problem is that in Joburg, you find people who fight for that relevancy in the wrong ways and they get desperate for it.
Yeah. Mm.
And that's what kind of just pisses me off. That's why sometimes I just sit in the corner, like in my peace of mind,
yeah.
And I just watch people do what they do. How do I feel about it?
Okay.
I feel disappointed. I feel the same way I feel for the mere fact that I can't pick out one strong black female clothing brand in South Africa. That's how I feel. Gosh. I feel disappointed. I feel screwed over. I feel messed up. I feel.
Producer.
I feel like Kanye on a bad game.
Excuse me.
Is so he going to stay to walk?
Me and Wandila are really out of touch. What happened?
You know what?
Just
Google. He got arrested for stealing,
apparently. For fraud.
For fraudulent activity. Anyway, Wandile. Ex-gay movements where the pastors pray away the gay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What is the first thing you think? You don't know? Okay, how do you feel about it?
I still don't know.
I still don't know. I don't know.
Pray the gay away. You're gay? Don't worry, I'll pray for you. Everybody gets to be prayed for. Alright, last but not least, I am going to give Halabore. Okay, one last one. You guys being broke.
What do I feel about it?
Thesis being broke, yeah. Let's say, for example, it's a wrap. Financially, it's not viable anymore.
Petrol price is too high.
You know.
We're all wearing hand-me-down.
How do
now.
I feel about
what
it?
What is the first thing that pops to your mind when someone says that? And how do you feel about it?
First thing that comes to my mind is that I'd shut down.
Okay.
Mentally.
Wow.
And how I'd feel about it is that, what's next?
So
my whole thing is that... Again, it goes back to what we were saying earlier. You have to keep on punching. Eh?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, in as much as I might shut down,
yeah.
But it's like,
gotta
what's
keep
next?
It moving. Yeah.
So for the longest time after we closed the jam sessions, I didn't even think about them. I didn't care. But probably 3 years or 4 years later, that's when it hit me that actually this thing is gone.
Absolutely.
But by then, the run crew was there, blah blah was there. But just like, yo.
And I think it should be a lesson to everybody that, you know, you should never give up on your dreams. If you aspire to be a fashion designer, a stripper, an accountant, a God fearing man, whatever the case might be, a blessee, whatever the case might be, do it, but
follow
do it with passion.
Dreams, yes.
You know what I mean?
Like,
that's another nice section with Ask a Gay with Craig Osley.
Yes! This is so exciting. Gosh, I love it.
Thanks, Craig.
Yo, what's up? This is Brendan Leo, and you are currently tuned in to Urban Culture Drive. With your boy, the sex on my panga, your sexy girl, Candace. and the one and only Craig 06. Sit back and relax, don't worry, you're in good hands. Out. Urban Culture Drive.
And that was Brandon Leo, and the reason why we like Brandon Leo is because he just sent us that.
We didn't even have to ask. When will your fave?
When will your fave?
Anyway, guys, it's time for Smash or Marry.
Yes.
Is it?
I hope you guys are excited as I am.
Smash or Marry.
Yes, guys.
Can I click on the button?
Yes.
Can I?
Go.
Okay. This is a bad time of like the entire show.
Smash or Marry. Would you smash or would you marry? Smash or marry?
Guys, it's time for Smash or Marry. I hope you guys are excited.
Yes, we are.
I actually linked into that too quickly. I'm so sorry. I'm so excited to play. I just realized, fuck, I had to wait for the link. Anyway, guys, okay, cool. So this game is called Smash or Marry. I'll throw a name at you. You'll tell me if you smash or marry the person. Okay.
No
don't
option.
Think about it too much.
It's gender fluid, so.
And it's gender fluid. It's quick play as well, and have fun with it. Okay. It's not a real thing. Okay.
It's the type of stuff you'll read the thesis, man.
I love that word every time.
I'll
hear
start
it.
With you, G. Java. Smash or Mary.
Mary.
Awesome stuff, Wandile. Tatiso Dube, founder of Galaxy Boy. Smash or Mary? And would you be top or bottom?
I said Smash or Mary. Why are you going deep?
No, I'm talking to you. Sorry.
Mary.
Oh, okay. Would you be top or bottom?
Be that marriage.
Are you going to throw it back?
No, it's that marriage where you have your own bed. You know those marriages where people are tired of each other?
Boring! Moving on to Craig 06. Donatella Versace.
Donatella Versace is an absolute Mary. She's got guap for days.
Okay, Forex, obviously. Would you let her suck your penis?
I don't think I'll get it up, though. Edward, I'll get an erection, definitely.
Okay, this marriage is doomed. Lusego Mapanga.
Talk to me.
Rachel Khaleesi.
Rachel Khaleesi.
Is
that
Khaleesi's wife?
Yeah. Sia Khaleesi. Oh, the white chick.
Of course.
No, no, man, she's hot. But I like Sia. No, smash.
I'm asking if you'll smash or marry.
I'll smash, but you'll never find out. And then, like, we'll keep it moving.
Okay, so it's a low-key smash.
Low-key smash.
Okay, cool.
I'll give some thesis, like, every Christmas. Keep it real with a nigga.
Gee, with Khalifa.
Smash. I would marry that guy.
Why not? Why wouldn't you marry Wiz? He got wrecked.
I don't want to be high all the time. I don't want to be high all the time. But I love the fact that he loves his child. So let's talk.
Yeah, that's. But he should. I mean, what do you mean? You love the fact.
No.
Niggas need to. What do you mean? That's bare minimum. But bare minimum.
Sometimes you can put it as they must, but circumstances dictate.
Otherwise, that they can't.
Wandi. Thick Rihanna.
Thick who?
Thick Rihanna.
She's thick now.
Oh, smash.
Okay. Right. Craig 06. Yes. Sia Khaleesi.
He's an absolute smash.
That's a smashing. Do you think he actually cheated?
I think he's beating. Black booty, guys.
That's what I'm thinking.
You know what I mean?
I do believe that he's cheating and with black hands.
Because
there's just something about black women that's exciting.
Like you need the dose.
Mm.
Like the monthly or every quarterly right. dose. Every like you need it, yeah. Although Zorfa.
As in Zorfa.
Zorfa.
Liz.
Talk to
Tommy
me.
Hilfiger.
Yo, that old guy. Never marry him. Marry him, Rex.
Isn't he a racist also, Loki? Didn't have like a race dispute.
It was Tommy Fugger, you're right. So I'd marry him in community of property.
And then chow all the money. Kill him and then chow his money.
Don't even kill him, just in community, because when you separate, you divide everything in half.
Yeah.
Change everything to thesis and then we run the world.
Beautiful.
This is how you take back the land, guys. You guys people like learning.
Tactics.
Yes. Yeah.
And not that it's all the land.
You don't need tactics in South Africa for the land, though.
Last round, G.
Yeah.
Patricia DeLille.
Hey.
Yo.
Mary.
You said that so calm.
Mary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
Yo.
I have a firm belief that she's a strong woman.
Mm. And you like strong women, right?
No.
Because you're never available to be a father.
Seen, joking. We are talking about this conversation. Don't deviate about what I like and what I don't like. Keep it in context.
Okay, cool. So, Mary. So, Patty, says Patty, if you're listening, we know you're our number one fan.
Yay.
G says he's been a... Finis, beat those cheeks. Okay.
Finis, you will not see
her. Wandy, Michael Jackson.
Dead or alive. Wow.
Post black when he was white.
No.
When he was a Caucasian male.
Caucasian female.
Oh wow.
Mary.
Mary for Rex, obviously, right?
Mary
right.
for Wonderland. And the music rides.
Yes, babe. Yes. Greg O'Sexy, yes, Iggy Azalea.
Who is that?
That Australian rapper, the female girl. Like, she's
blonde.
Oh,
she's so sexy.
Yeah.
I think she'll be a smash. No.
Nah. She's got a big booty, though, for a white girl.
It's fake.
No. That's real. That's 100%.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't ask me why I know this. Like, that's weird.
Like, Bonang's boobs are real, right?
No, those are fake, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. But they're great.
They're great.
So before we end off, we always ask you, right?
No, I'm asking you. Let me ask you one last
okay,
one.
Go
Praveen
for
Gordon.
Oh,
guys. Yo. Shit.
So,
he's gonna tell us about how he's marrying
for Rex. He's gonna
I wanna marry him, then myself and G are gonna have a double date with
and make it like just make it a political thing.
You wanna ask me?
Oh, yeah, because we always have like a lot of people in the studio, and no one ever knows this. So, our camera guy, Rupper, smash and marry.
Smash. No, I think I'm. I think I'll totally marry you because you're such a sweetie pie.
Oh, God. It's too late.
I'll smash and marry the guy.
Now, if you're still stuck in boardroom mode, I don't know, man. There's nothing we can do for you here.
Urban Culture Drive.
So, guys, G, Wandile, you play smash and marry. You at least now know where your futures are going.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Political.
It's obvious. Yeah. You know, from fashion to that type of stuff.
Good move.
We know exactly what's the first thing you think of when you hear certain things.
And you know that I'm smashing and marrying Roper.
If you say so.
Yeah.
Roper, we didn't even ask you your take on this. Are you keen?
And Roper doesn't talk.
Look at me, Roper. And answer this
it's
question.
Not talk.
Yeah? That's such a hesitant yes. You know what? It's fine.
It's like, if I don't, they won't be friends with me anymore.
Such shame.
Listen, this is always the type of part where we have to wrap up. Guys, listen, you guys have literally, no pun intended, been a smash. It's been kick-ass. I'm actually quite ashamed that I actually don't have any thesis. What I'll do is, and this is my promise to you guys, this weekend I'm coming through.
Sweet.
Please buy me something.
To get some merchandise. Isn't that how it always happens?
Yeah.
And she's marriage material.
Domestic issues around.
And she's marriage material.
Like, I was pitching you to, like, you know, I'm supposed to ask, like, guys, can I collaborate with you? But you see.
Sorry, that's how women operate. Yeah. We just want stuff.
At the end of every show,
we'll
right?
bring our vaginas to the table.
Oh,
that's all we bring to the table. And that's more than enough. And I'm speaking for South Africa right now.
Wow.
Okay.
Keep
let's,
it moving.
Let's wrap up before the BCSN, like every other flipping,
you know,
regulator comes after us. So at the end of every show, right, we always give people the opportunity to say, how was the show? I actually want to know, yeah. I want to, from everyone, right?
Yeah.
How was the show? What did you learn? And come hell or high waters.
You like making us think.
Is it too much?
Why do you make us think so much?
Very, man.
Yes, Les, come on, keep it simple. One liners, fam. Best part of the show.
If you were to write a thesis, what would it be? If you were to write your own thesis.
Okay, I've got one. Okay.
I'm going to drop the bed music for this.
Okay, cool. You know what? Somebody mentioned something about Rachel Khaleesi, right? I would want to know, what are the disadvantages of changing your surname from white to a black surname?
Yeah, that's interesting.
You know, if you don't see her physically, you don't really know. Rachel's a typical black name. I mean, it's popular. So when she applies for those tenders or whatever, is there a movement in that? Is there a change in, you know...
That's kind of interesting. I think that's really cool. I can see you're a fucking smart ass.
Next week's show.
So are you saying she's getting more tenders now?
Vele.
In Cape Town.
But she's probably getting more attitude now.
I think with dinner reservations.
Okay, yourself?
I think freedom. I think really.
Yeah.
This is like, I mean, I'm even surprised that you even worried about the red tape. I mean, that's so much.
No, he's joking.
It's so nice. Like radio, this is like radio.
This is how it should be, right?
Yeah, man. This is, yeah.
I'm going to take you when you go to sponsors. Yeah. Next.
What would I write a thesis about?
Yeah. What's your thesis?
Can you ask Candace then come back?
Okay, Candace, what's your thesis?
I would, I think it'll be about rimming.
Yeah.
And if it really is
okay, can
an enjoyable thing or not, or we just hyping it up. Yeah. Right? But look at Craig. Craig's all for it.
Yeah. Okay, on
thanks,
my side.
Guys. I'll work on that, no? I'm dropping the link next week.
Okay, no one cares about mine. G, what's yours?
It'd probably have to... have to do with why isn't this show being broadcast live from thesis?
Yo, you better drop the 2222 or something. We need energy. And with that, I mean, that's how you wrap up a show.
Yeah.
Shout out. Thank you so much for coming through, guys.
Thank
we wish you
so
nothing
much.
But the best. And we out.
Thank you very much. CliffCentral.com.